Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. My name is Phemelo Motena. Welcome to Point of View. Thanks so much for being with us. As you know, as usual, you're always welcome to give us a call on 086-000-959 and all the discussions that we'll be having. Otherwise, you can always also send a voice note on 063-680-959. Let's start here. The NSFAS representatives today appeared to the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education. And on the line with us, we've got the chairperson thereof, Tebogo Letsie. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, sir.
Good evening, Pamela, to yourself and your viewers at home.
Obviously, the last time that NSFAS appeared before this committee, there were many, many, many problems. Did you get a sense that things are improving?
We did get a sense from NSFAS administrator. You would understand that today was the first meeting where we interacted with NSFAS after the minister in April put NSFAS under administration and appointed an administrator. So today the administrator was giving us a quarterly report, his quarterly report starting from April till the end of July. So we're interacting with the report. But he was also giving us a state of readiness for the 2025 academic year intake applications that would be launched in September.
I don't know what sense you got, but it didn't sound to me like what the administrator was saying when you juxtapose that to NSFAS management themselves. They were quite singing from the same hymn book. Is that the impression you got?
Yeah, we got the same impression that the NSFAS team and the NSFAS administration team and the management that is there seems to be working from two different offices.
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's a concern, because when you listen to the administrator, they're raising many, 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 many concerns. If you look at broadly their concern around the IT system, which sits with data that they don't feel can be verified and data that is not reliable, it obviously speaks to a much, much bigger problem that needs to be addressed.
It definitely speaks to issues of concern to us, because if you had followed the movement around NSFAS, last year we asked the National Treasury during the previous leadership of NSFAS, National Treasury, to give us money for NSFAS to build their own systems. Mm. And the National Treasury had given them 136 million rand to build their own system, to move away from the system that they had been using for about 10 years until last year. And we don't get a sense that we've really moved an inch on the ICT system. The administrator himself confirmed that they've not moved an inch. And that's why we even asked the department to institute a forensic investigation on what would have happened to that money that National Treasury would have given to NSFAS at our insistence.
There seemed to be a sense when you speak to the management office of NSFAS that they are quite comfortable that things have moved forward, things have settled down. In fact, there's nothing to worry about. TVET colleges are stable and students are, you know, we should be secure that 2025 will run smoothly. That's what they were telling us. Did you get that sense yourselves?
They did try that, but when members of parliament started asking them questions, they were just humbly. You could not get a sense of what they were trying to say. I mean, there was a point where I had to step in as the chairperson and ask the ICT guy who was speaking there to really speak simple English and make sense to us, because what he was telling us was really not making sense. We even ended up telling him not to respond, the administrator to respond, because we wanted to understand. And he was just not saying anything, to be honest. And that is exactly what prompted us to even consider having a forensic investigation on the ICT budget that we had asked for.
Another thing that needs to be addressed is accommodation and late payments. So as they deny that things are really quite seriously damaged, that's the management. Did they give you further details as to what the plan is with regards to accommodation and late payment, still late payments of students?
Yeah, on accommodation, it's a bit, it's about threefold. The first one is that they are currently on a roadshow.
Yeah.
They are visiting provinces to speak to service accommodation providers to get a sense of what is happening. And they visited, I think, about two provinces now. And when they were in KwaZulu-Natal last week, they were telling us that they uncovered that some accommodation providers would have housed students which were not on the NSF funded list. And therefore, it was extremely difficult for them to pay those accommodations. So if, for an example, Ostrimule has 200 beds,
yes,
student accommodation, and when they get there, they verify, they find that only 20 are NSFAS funded. So they can't pay for the 200, but only has to pay for 20. But the accommodation provider would have suffered loss because the institution would have said to them at some point that the student is funded, and on the NSFAS system, the system says the student is not funded. That is twofold. One, that might be true, but secondly, we pointed out to them that their own system, because it's not right, it could have, the student could have arrived at the accommodation provider and provided them through an NSFAS portal and say, here it says I'm funded. But when NSFAS comes, it says they are no longer funded because their system is not reliable. It keeps on saying today you're funded, tomorrow you're not funded. And therefore, we said they must find a solution that will obviously not cost the taxpayers unnecessary money, but they must find an amicable solution as far as that. Secondly, we do have student accommodation providers who are colluding by taking prices too high. For an example, NSFAS has got a cap, say, of 4,500 per month, per student, or per bed, sorry. And you'll find that student accommodation provider says, man, I'm charging 6,000, and then we'll take 4,500 from NSFAS, but you must top up with 1,500 every month. And these students don't have that kind of money. So that is collusion, and we've asked the previous administration of NSFAS to approach the Competition Commission to open cases against this collusion on student accommodation, and they did not do it then. That is why the minister had to put them under administration.
I mean, it's quite interesting that now you have to find yourselves here where you had given them some time to kind of clean up, come back with a better report, as well as the fact that there was, you know, the process of going under administration. The forensic investigation, how soon are you hoping that's going to kick off?
We are hoping the department will start immediately with it. Obviously, before they do so, there's currently an SIU that is currently at NSFAS. We said to the department they must check the terms of reference of the SIU at NSFAS if they can do that job. If they can, then it's better because it's going to be quicker. But if they can't, then the department must advertise, appoint a forensic a company to come and do forensic investigation. Usually they take about a month or two to do that, compile a report, and after 3 months give the report to the department, and the department will give it to us. That is a longer process. We are hoping that the terms of reference of SIU at NSFAS will be able to assist us. SIU, as things stand, they've covered about 800 million from institutions that would have defrauded the state to NSFAS. And NSFAS did indicate today that about 400 or so money, 400 million was paid already to them, and they are still awaiting others to be paid. So the SIU process has proven to be correct, has proven to bear fruit, and we're hoping that it's going to continue to do so. But with the forensic, we put our head on the block that if somebody has done something wrong, even if they are no longer in the employ of NSFAS, mm-hmm. we are going to open criminal cases against those people so that they can be charged criminally, because we can't have a situation of this nature continuing year in and year out. Mm.
When is NSFAS coming back to this portfolio committee?
We gave NSFAS on Wednesday. They will appear because we are meeting with the Valley University of Technology and Mangosuthu University of Technology, but we've invited them to come because there's another tendency at our institutions where institutions get money from NSFAS to disperse to student accommodation and allowances to students, but they keep the money in the bank so that they can draw interest and they don't pay students. So when you are interacting with this institution, we are calling NSFAS to come and answer for themselves in that meeting. So we are going to interact with them. But every month from the 21st of September, they are supposed to give us progress report on a monthly basis until things are back to normal at NSFAS.
Excellent. We'll keep an eye on that. Thank you very much. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Deboho Letsie, who is saying to us that, in fact, on Wednesday, they're going to be meeting two institutions as well, just to understand. And if you remember, you constantly heard students saying, look, in fact, and NSFAS themselves saying, the money has been sent to the universities. The universities sit with the money. The universities do not dispense. Of course, this is not all of them. But we have to be watching at the proceedings on Wednesday, because I would be very, very keen to hear what the explanation is coming from these institutions that actually render some of these students absolutely broke, because they take too long to give them their allowances. They take too long to pay accommodation and so on. And it just making it absolutely difficult for some of these students to continue their studies really and focus the way in which they have to.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.